Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, Jerry Hirschman asks, how does one sail in the sun?
Hello, Naked Scientists. There's been a substantial amount of discussion recently about solar sails. I'm curious to know by what mechanism a photon, which is massless and has no electrical charge, imparts momentum to a solar sail.
If light is supposedly massless, then how does it apply force to a sail?
Hi, I'm Dr. Natasha Hurley-Walker, a fellow at Curtin University in Perth, Western Australia. To answer your question, in 1871, James Clerk Maxwell predicted that electromagnetic waves would exert a tiny but measurable force on a surface, and this was experimentally verified in 1899 by Pyotr Lebedev. One can integrate the electromagnetic wave equation and show that for an incoming wave, the exerted pressure is equal to half of the energy density of the wave. Or, as shown by Einstein in his theory of special relativity, one can think of light as particles, i.e. photons, which have momentum. This is equal to the energy of the photon divided by the speed of light. Therefore, when a photon is reflected or observed by a surface, it imparts some momentum to that surface. This is called radiation pressure. Solar sails utilize radiation pressure by combining the imparted pressure over a very large surface area. At Earth's distance from the Sun, this adds up to about 1 micropascal of pressure. Solar sails typically have 20 to 30 square meters of collecting area, but some proposals have been made for designs with half a square kilometer of collecting area. The pressure is small, but with a low mass sail deployed for a large time, solar sails can build up to large speeds while using no fuel.
Given that photons are particles, when they hit a surface, they do impart a bit of momentum upon it. So this radiation pressure can get the sail moving, and over time, a large enough sail will have your spaceship moving very quickly, and with no fuel. And at least there's no risk of capsizing either. Next week, what's that horrible smell?
Hi, I'm David from London. I wondered if you could tell me, why do wet dogs smell?
Always blame the dog when there's a bad smell. But where does it come from and why? Answers to chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can Facebook us. You can write on our forum, which is at thenakedscientist.com/forum. Or you can Twitter @nakedscientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.